You're listening to Connecting Faith. So glad to have you along today. And as is our privilege on Mondays to connect with Lisa Marone, every other Monday anyway. Lisa provides a Monday morning health tip via email, which you can sign up for, by the way, at lisamarone.com. And we like to just take those and use them as opportunities to discuss about better health. Lisa is a physical therapist, a professor, author, and a speaker who encourages us to get healthy, for heaven's sake. She's authored books on areas like sleeping well and diabetes and overcoming back and neck pain. And we're going to talk a little bit about back pain today. You know, the promise of summer invites us to come outdoors and dig around in the dirt. But for some, this is a highly anticipated time of year. But for those who suffer from back pain, the very thought of bending over and squatting down for long periods makes them reach instinctively for their back muscles to begin rubbing. And Lisa, I can relate. Welcome, by the way. Good to have you on again. Let's talk. You know, if we have chronic back pain, do we just give up the idea of gardening or other similar activities?
Well, I certainly didn't want to do that. When my back started bothering me, about a decade, I had a number of years of a problematic disc in my low back, but I absolutely loved gardening. And so I had to figure a way around that because I was unwilling to go through a summer without dirt in my fingernails.
Well, and I think most of us don't want to have back pain limit us from doing things. So are there some things that we can do to, assuming that, you know, the back pain isn't debilitating, things that we can do actually to enjoy a bit of outdoor activity?
Yeah, you know what, Neil, I kind of developed a 1-2-3 approach to this. It was, what do I do before I garden? What do I do while I'm gardening? And what do I do after so that I don't suffer for having gardened? And so before I would garden, I started just thinking really hard about the ergonomics about gardening. You know, most gardeners just bend over at the waist, and they're so excited to be tilling around in the soil that they start lifting poorly with bad body mechanics and whatnot. So beforehand, I said, okay, what's going to make my life a little easier? And one of those things, when I was scratching in fertilizer and Hollytone and all those different things around my plants, was to get myself a long-handled hoe. One, a little scratcher, so that I wasn't with my handheld one having to crawl around under bushes and around plants digging. So I got myself something with a long handle. And the other thing that I equipped myself with is a rolling cart. And a rolling cart that doubled as a bench, and when the top was open, that was kind of the pull handle for it. And so I was able to load up from my shed my maybe heavier bags of fertilizer, my bag that I was going to hold debris in, tools, things like that. So I had to just do a short, good lift with my knees in order to get my things in my cart, and then I could easily pull them around. And when I got to some place that I needed to be, I could close up that cart top, and I could sit on it and prune things for a while instead of bending over. So it's really important we get some of those things. And one other thing, Neil, I got for myself was a nice kneeling cushion, because I tried to figure out what's the most comfortable way to get close to the ground, and bending over at the waist was not comfortable.
Great ideas. That's some things you can do before, and simple things that can make a little difference. You talk about the 1-2-3 approach, so let's talk about during. What about during?
Yeah, while you're gardening, it's really important, first of all, not to have at your yard for like a six-hour chunk of time, like I used to in days of old. So you might need to limit yourself, maybe even set a timer or have someone call you in, because you'll get lost out there. And way after your back muscles have fatigued, you're still out there. And so you don't want to be crippled by it. So set yourself a nice, reasonable time frame. But now when you're going to approach the ground, because a lot of the things that we do in gardening are on the ground, it's really important, I said earlier, was not to bend over from your waist as much as you can. So when you're going to be digging holes for annuals or planting in perennials, it's much better ergonomics for your back to get down on one knee or to get down on both knees and to hinge forward if you're on both knees from your waist in that position. It's much better than hanging the entire weight of your whole upper body over on your waist. So get down close to the ground. Use that kneeling cushion I was talking about. with one knee on it or two knees on it. And even, Neil, when I was 9 months pregnant, this must have been a sad sight, but I couldn't physically go up and down and up and down. I just couldn't lift all my body weight. And so I crawled on my hands and knees along the border of my garden and dug things in, because it's better to be on knees than it is to be bending over from the waist.
This is probably where we recommend, you know, building a backyard fence before you start doing gardening. So that might be the first.
people aren't looking in at you, wondering
sure.
what you're doing,
yeah.
crawling around your yard.
You sort of touched on it about, you know, picking things up, you know, properly. But I'm thinking that oftentimes when I'm down, maybe, you know, on a knee or something, I'm reaching and I tend to grab something maybe that's a little heavier than I thought. And suddenly I've tweaked something. I mean, we probably can't say enough about lifting things the proper way.
Yeah. You know, there's really important things, ideas about lifting. One would be, if you're going to lift a large load, you should create an arch in your low back before you go to lift it. So if you do have to bend forward, you're going to bend your knees, but you're going to create a little bit of an arch in your back. That's going to protect the discs. You do want to use the power of your leg muscles in your lift. And Neil, as you said, a lot of times out of haste, we will reach outside of our body's comfort zone and lift something and pull something, and that's when we get into trouble. So take that extra second to get closer to what you need to lift, closer to what you need to prune, and just be safe with that, because there's a lot of damage that's done in those, like, oh, let me just do it quick, and then we quickly injure ourselves.
Yeah. All right, we're talking a three-part plan for doing yard work with a bad back. We've got before, during. Let's talk after.
Yeah, after is really important. How do you care for your body after you've kind of abused it a bit out there in the garden? I don't know about you, Neil, but when I'm in the garden for a long period of time, even when I've used the best ergonomics that I can and whatnot, I still have to bend over a good deal. And so when I come up to standing from that bent position, I can barely fully stand because my back is so stiff. And so I come into the house and wash up a little bit, and the first thing I do is I lay face down on the floor. What that does is we're going to start to unweight and reverse the pressure that we've caused on the discs of our spine by bending forward. And so when we come in, you put your hands up out of your forehead so you can look straight down without your neck twisted one way or the other. But just 5 minutes, lie that way. That unweights your discs enough to start the next exercise. After 5 minutes, I have these are called McKenzie extension exercises. I would prop up on my elbows like a little kid watching television, laying on their belly, chin in my hands, and up in that extension position for 30 seconds. I would lay down flat again for 30 seconds, and I would repeat that three times. So that's three sets of 30 seconds where I'm kind of halfway extended, propped up on my elbows. And then I follow that up. Now I'm starting to loosen up my back. I'm starting to push my disc material back to the center of my discs where I want it, and then I'm going to go into full extension if it's available to me. So now I'm going to, still lying on my belly, I'm going to place my hands by my shoulders as if I was going to do a push-up, but what I'm going to do instead is something called a press-up. And a press-up is peeling your body, your trunk, up off the floor while your pelvis remains still on the floor. So if you picture almost like a stretching, a yoga stretch position, just arching your back like that. But it is not a stretch position because our discs need to be pumped back into place. And so you'll press up as high as your elbows can straighten, and then you're going to go back down to the floor and press up. It's a repetitive exercise, done 10 repetitions of that. So lying flat first, then propped up on your elbows, and then 10 press-ups done slowly and carefully, not stretching, but just pumping that disc material back to the center so we can get our backs healthy.
I know you've talked about it before, but it's worth repeating that we need to be careful in stretching, right? We think that stretching is the answer to everything, but it's not really, is it?
No, and you know, it's interesting because when people's backs are tight, the first thing that they do to stretch them is to curl up in a ball or pull their knees up to their chest or something to that manner. But our back muscles are tight when we've bent over frequently. And this doesn't just go for yard work. It could go for working on your car or anything else that has you bending a lot. The reason your back muscles are tight is because it's guarded because your discs have started to migrate or push backwards. And so bending forward just makes that condition worse. So why I'm emphasizing this extension in order to recover from disc tightness, your low back muscles will quiet down and they won't need to be stretched by you bending forward or pulling your knees to your chest. But Neil, if you have really overdone it and it kind of catches you by surprise and you're super sore, people always ask me, should I put heat on my back, take a warm shower, what's the best thing to do? And what I tell them is it depends on the intensity of your pain. So if your low back, on a scale of 1 to 10, if your low back pain is, a 5 and under, it's just like kind of a general achiness, it's probably going to respond best to heat. But if you've really done your back in and you have a 6, 7, 8, 9, a really high level of pain, you need to ice your low back. And people hate ice, but I tell them it's only 10 minutes long, a wet paper towel, an ice pack, lying down, unweighting your discs, and just 10 minutes of that will allow the body to have that anti-spasmodic, anti-inflammatory effect of the ice take place. So that's the best thing you can do if you've really overdone yourself in the garden.
Great insight, as always. A 3-part plan for doing yard work with a bad back, or really any other activity with a bad back. We've got some good advice from Lisa Marone, as always. She's written about it, Overcoming Back and Neck Pain, just one of her several books, and you could check that out or certainly sign up for her Monday morning health tip. Go to lisamarone.com for that. And Lisa, great advice today. And, no pun intended, we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.